From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Rain and the threat of severe weather did not stop supporters of former President Donald Trump from attending what he called his Save America rally Saturday night in Cullman. The speeches by Trump and other Alabama Republicans took aim at Democratic President Joe Biden as the GOP hopes to take back the White House. WBHM's Jhené Pierre reports.
This is a big crowd, I'll tell you.
It was Donald Trump's first visit to Alabama in 4 years.
This goes all the way back.
Thousands of people gathered at York Family Farms for Trump's meandering speech. He criticized President Joe Biden's handling of the Taliban's recapture of Afghanistan and the COVID-19 pandemic.
Biden failed totally on the pandemic, and he's now overseeing the greatest foreign policy humiliation in the history of the United States of America.
During the nearly 90-minute speech, Trump also repeated his claim that election fraud was responsible for his defeat in the 2020 presidential election. Election observers have repeatedly said that there is no evidence of widespread fraud. When discussing the pandemic, Trump encouraged the mostly maskless crowd to get a COVID vaccine, but that message was not well received.
I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms, but I happen to take the vaccine.
Congressman Mo Brooks had a similar experience prior to Trump's appearance. Brooks was booed for suggesting it was time to move past the 2020 election and focus on future contests.
Put that behind you. Yes. Look forward. Look forward. Look forward. Beat them in 2022. Beat them in 2024.
When the two shared the stage at one point, Trump restated his support for Brooks in the 2022 race for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by longtime Senator Richard Shelby. Brooks also referred to Trump as a future president.
I'm pleased to announce the second coming of President Donald J. Trump.
Trump has not said if he would run, but the former president left the audience eager for 2024 as Republicans hope to take back the White House.
We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
In a statement following the rally, the Alabama Democratic Party took aim at Republicans for worshiping Donald Trump. Wade Perry is the party's executive director. He says Saturday's rally did nothing to help the people of Alabama.
We feel like there are real problems in Alabama that need to be addressed to help people. And we didn't hear any of that from the president or, as far as I'm aware, any of the other speakers.
That night, the crowd was also fueled by speeches from state Republican leaders, including Congressman Robert Adderholt, Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall, and Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, who called for Biden to be impeached, though Ainsworth did not say for what action. Perry says Trump and Alabama Republicans should focus on more pressing issues in the state.
We need to expand Medicaid in Alabama very badly. We need to improve the economy, increase wages, and do some things that actually help real people instead of just listening to the president spew lies all night.
The Alabama Democratic Party called Trump's legacy one of sowing division among an already divided nation. Jhené Pierre, WBHM.